Yeah, I'm here.
Nice. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Risky Conversations with the Boys. I am your host of today, Titan, and that's my co-host, Mr. Red. How you doing, Red?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mr. Titan. How you doing tonight?
I'm blessed by the best. Now, listen. This is our first. Now, of course, some people may have seen the channel, this podcast before, a couple of videos a couple years ago, but that's all over with. We have a new direction we're going with this podcast. You know the title, Risky Conversations with the Boys. This is our first episode, which means
we're going to get a little bit risky.
We're going to be talking about things that other people wouldn't dare touch, like kids. I mean, listen, we're going to say in comment on things that you normally wouldn't, because you can either get canceled or hated by certain communities. But we don't care about that. We tell you how we feel. Either you hate us or you accept us. Either way, we're going to say it and we're going to move on with our day. So I think we just kick off this episode with talking about what we were talking about earlier, the bathroom situation, referring to the transgenders situation. Since this is your topic, I'm going to let you kick us off.
Well, and, you know, and just like anything, there's two sides. There's multiple sides to things here, which I'm going to give my side, which my side is the negative. Titan's going to give his side because he came up with the positive about it, which we're going to start with the negative, you know, because we're going to switch it up. We're going to start with the bad news. The fact that just anybody, any Joe Blow down the road, you know, say they have a certain interest, they could dress up and they could say that they're this and that. They could say they're a female and use, you know, the female bathroom when they are not, in fact, a female. They could use it for evil, but they could use it, you know, just because that's how they feel. But you know, people could dress up and do the whatever and go into a female's bathroom and use it for evil purposes, we could say. So it's not something I exactly 100% agree on. Because, you know, bad things could happen out of it. People could use it for evil, and that's, you know, that's just wrong. Exactly. So that's my side of it.
Yeah, so I'm right with you. Just because you identify, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later, but identifying, just because, yeah, I can say, yeah, I feel like a woman inside, so I'm going to go and use the women's urinal. And you know what? While I'm in there, since I'm a woman, it's not sexual assault. It's just girls having fun. You know? No, it's just because you say, oh, I feel this way, doesn't mean that we have to accept. Not accept, but we have to, like, okay, yeah, that's right. And then you go in there and do some malicious intent, and now it's safety protocol
for everybody.
You know, exactly. So, but that's the con. The pro is pro the good and con the bad. Am I right about that?
The pro is the good, con's the bad.
Okay. So the pro of this is, sure, if you feel safer in the women's bathroom than you would in the men's. And vice versa, right. To each his own. You know, if you're a trans woman and you don't have a penis and you want to, you know, go in there and use the men's urinal, just open his men's urinal to the bathroom. Don't go in there and pee on the seat and shit and then walk out because we're men. No, we still wipe seats. We have standards here, and if we're in the urinals, there is a gap unless there's an emergency. If there's no emergency, you gap the urinals, my man. Come on. That's what I say with it. So I'm against them letting transgender people basically bathroom just because they identify. Even if you're not trans, you just identify as such. Just because you say that, it's a safety protocol. Because a woman can say, oh, I identify as a man, go into the bathroom and she hears something or a comment may be made and she says,
oh, I'm getting in trouble for something that's getting taken out of context just because this said person is in this said place.
Yeah, or you know, guys, we tend to I'm saying we dab each other up, and or you know what I'm saying, every guy's looked at another guy's penis. Okay, we're just gonna be blunt here. Say we're 5 minutes in, so we're allowed to say the most outrageous things now. Okay, sometimes you know say we have to joke like, okay, yeah, guys compliment each other on their penis sizes. Like, yep, that's a good size there, man. You know, and a woman might say, oh my god, look at her, she's packing, and she might take offense to that. Like, what the fuck, no. But your feminine instincts will kick in, like, oh my god, that's wrong. That's what we're talking about like that. And then it's a problem. But as guys, we don't get it unless you have a problem. We'll understand the vibe by talking to you normally. And then if you're okay with that, then we'll talk to you in that manner. That's how we are. You know what I'm saying? I won't say a certain thing at a certain time.
But how is one? No.
You know what I'm saying? If females don't understand the dynamic because your genes are your genes for a reason. You know, your XY and XX chromosomes are for a reason. You know, just because you say, oh, I'm a man, your mindset is of a woman. If you realize it or not. Because I can walk down the street and say, I'm a woman, but my reaction and my biological build and all that, all these things are of a man. So I'm going to react and do things of a man unless from a young age, which I'm gonna kind of sway towards this where, like, when kids are growing up, I don't think we should be doing this. Like, they say, oh, my six-year-old kid is non-binary or they don't know what they want to be. No, that's the parent putting in it. You can't say that my child doesn't want to be a boy, he wants to be a girl. Okay, maybe he likes to play with girl stuff, but maybe he doesn't want to be a girl. But these parents try to force that on the kids without even knowing.
Right, you know? And it's okay for them, it's okay for these, you know, for them type of people to, you know, voice their opinions. Well, I want to be this, you know. But if someone else has, you know, their opinion on it, well, they're wrong automatically. And their opinion doesn't mean, you know, jack shit. But, you know, or they get in trouble for saying certain things or voicing their own opinion on it. When it's your opinion, if you want to feel like that and you want to keep it to yourself, like, don't hammer people in the head, you know, with it. Like, if they don't accept it, they don't accept it. You know what I mean? People have their different views.
Yeah, because like,
there's a lot of genders, and some people believe they could be whatever they want. But don't hate us if we have our own opinion on it.
And it's contradictory. How the LGBT community says, oh, we're gay, we're prideful, yada, yada, yada. Accept us as who we are, and cool.
Well, they need to accept us for what we feel and what we are.
The cis community, as some people call it, the straight community. Yeah, we'll accept you, but in the same token, if we don't accept you, accept our decision. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Don't force us to say, yep, gays, yeah. No,
yeah, don't force us to be that.
Yeah, because now I'm lying, and you don't want me to lie to you. Because a lie is how we got in this situation in the first place. That's talking about a lot of things, not just in America, just in human history itself. Lies will take us down a fucking rabbit hole. But it's like, speaking about influencing kids and stuff growing up, we were talking about earlier. With the bathroom thing, it's like you can identify something, but that doesn't make it true. You know what I'm saying? I had an argument with, a conversation with someone earlier I told you about. And see, me personally, I'm going to say this right now.
Yeah, like this, just because I could identify as a hammer doesn't mean I can go around hitting people on the head.
Yeah, because I said I identify as the president of the United States. He said, well, you could be the president. Well, it doesn't make it true. It doesn't make it real. I'm not the president.
Right.
And then he kicked from the party, from the Xbox party. So I'm like, you tell me your point of view, and then when I tell you something about my point of view that you don't like, you have an attitude, and that's the problem.
You're buttered about it.
Like, you can't identify. I can identify. I make the joke where is it, oh, I identify as cisgender, or I identify as non-binary, or blah, blah. I identify as a pineapple. And that's my joke. That's my own joke. I always say, like, I'm a pineapple. I'm not a fucking pineapple.
And I live under the sea.
Yeah, like I have a sponge and a snail that lives inside my body. Okay, come on. Like, no, but it doesn't make it true. So I understand. Like, I'm not going to – what we do here, ladies and gentlemen, we're not shitting on anyone. We're not bashing anyone. We're just telling you the point of views, the two point of views. One point of view, I understand that you may feel this way. But on the other hand, you're fucking stupid. Okay, I'm just saying. You know, it's that's how I feel. Because, right. Yeah, because you can't – this could get – because I believe you don't
– they don't feel care like a woman about that side.
Because I
they
believe
they care about how they feel inside. They don't care who they are making uncomfortable.
Exactly, but exactly. It's like accept me for me, and if you don't accept me, fuck you.
Right, exactly.
But it's like,
and some people take it to a different level.
Because it's not like it's not homophobic to not like someone that's gay. Okay, because in some religions, it's not okay to be liking the same sex. So that's their religion. That's how they respect their God by obeying those rules. And some people just flat out don't like gay people. I don't care.
And another thing comes from how you were raised. I mean, you know,
exactly.
Not everybody is raised to understand that. You know, people are raised different.
Yeah, like. Because
people
go to
different families where that's not acceptable.
Yeah, like, and I know, like, in Japanese cultures, that's looked at. If you were in like a Japanese household or Asian, those cultures, Mandarin and stuff like that. If you are gay, you are disowned by your father. Your parents will literally disown you for being gay, and that's why some of them leave their parents, come to the States, or hide it from their family forever, like for years. Because it's frowned upon. It's like a cardinal sin in their religion, in their traditions. You know? So it's like, see, I grew up in a household where we didn't really teach, oh, that's gay and that's straight. No. I just learned it growing up. Me personally, I have a couple gay people in my family. A couple people that's bisexual, people that's gay, and a lot of people that are straight. I'm part of the straight community.
Yeah, same. Like, I mean, I have lesbian aunts and, you know, stuff like that.
Bisexual. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, listen.
I've never been best friends. I have a problem with it. It's just.
Yeah, me personally, I don't go that way. That's not for me. Yeah, me personally. Right.
I just don't like when, you know, it's pushed onto you. Like, people have to make it a point or a fact that they're gay or, you know, like. And they'll make people feel uncomfortable about it. It's like, you're doing too much.
But it's...
Hold on. You're not introduced yet. All right, people. But... People of the night, we have a special guest, and this is...
Special guest.
Yeah, Titan. We got an introduced... Sunshine. Oh. This is special guest Sunshine. She is my girlfriend, and she might be... voicing her opinions tonight and having something to say with us.
Well, but welcome to
carry on.
Well, welcome to the Risky Conversations with the Boys. You are now part of the Boys. How you doing tonight?
Well, thank you. Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Just having a blessed conversation.
Yes. Let's get to it.
So, Titan, is there any other? Is there? On that conversation, is there anything else we want to add to that, or?
Well, if she wants to add, she can.
Anything
add.
Else you're feeling?
I was gonna take it to a whole other direction, but she has something to say about that. Let's go with it.